Welcome to a new podcast episode of The Hedgehog and the Fox. Today we are deep diving into the UK automotive aftermarket together with Kentan, GIPA UK Country Director. Welcome, Kentan.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon.
Hi, thank you for being here. So we set the stage and we start with an overview of the current state of the UK automotive aftermarket. Where are we today?
Yes, so if we look at last year registration, which were about stable compared to the previous one, slightly up, we can clearly see that the market in terms of new car sales is recovering, however, still way lower than what it was before COVID. What is interesting is that we had kind of three bad years of registrations. And registration, generally speaking, are shaping what we are going to see in the future. So when we look at the lack of registration 2020, 2021, and 2022, there used to be the dealers, the OEM problem. However, now those vehicles start to fall into the 5 to 9 years old car park for the first year, really this year. And so that segment of the park, if we divide the park in three segments, 4 and less, 5 to 9 and 10 plus, that 5 to 9, which used to be a very cash cow for the last few years, is now going to decline, and decline in proportion, of course, of the park, and is going to decline relatively fast. Okay, so the cash cow is now becoming a challenge, and will become a challenge. So that's one of the key points to have in mind, is the challenge around the age structure that is completely shifting. 0-4 is going to increase again in proportion, 5-9 is shrinking, 10 plus is exploding, if we can say that, as people keep their car longer. And it's also a reflection of the second point to me that is important, which is the consumer confidence, which is probably close to its lowest. It's very low at the moment, with a lot of people have been suffering with inflation for the last few years. Now it is getting better. However, the idea is really to try to build back up finance and savings. So with a lot of changes this year in April with the new financial year, it's a difficult year financially speaking for households. And I think they are really bracing themselves and trying to keep their expenses relatively low.
Yeah, let's say that it's an European trend, the aging car park. But what about electrification? What's the situation in the UK today?
So in the UK, we have what we call the ZEV mandate, zero emission mandate, which is around, which impose, if we can say that, to car manufacturers to sell a certain quota of their sales have to be electric. Okay. This year, the target is set to 28%. As we stand, as of today, if I can say that, January, April, cumulated, we don't have May numbers yet, that proportion is actually 21%, which is better than last year, but still far from the 28%. So there is really some key elements around here. The adoption of household, of private customers, of private drivers, is still lower than the adoption of companies and fleets. So this has an impact, a clear impact. And at the moment, although the UK has probably, with 21% of new registration, EV is probably the highest in most European countries, it is still lower than the target of the government. So that's one first point. Then if we look more closer into electrification and the electric cars, in the UK we have what we call the MOT test, which has to be done on the third anniversary of the car, and then has to be done again every year until it's taken out of the road. That MOT test is like a roadworthy test. We can call it a technical test in some countries, or whatever it is called. That's the idea. In the UK we call that an MOT. When we look and we start to have relatively big numbers of cars that are electric cars that are 3 years and older than that now, When we look at this, what is interesting already to look at is that on their first MOT during the third anniversary, the proportion of cars that are electric cars that are failing with tires is higher than the proportion of any other ICE vehicle, diesel or petrol, during their first test. What we can also see is that across the age, it carries on like this. So the proportion of tire failure around electric cars is higher than other vehicles. So that really tells us something that is interesting, that is important for professionals to have in mind. Tires is probably going to care to play to play. Sorry. The key role in the building up, if we can say that, of business model, after sales business model for electric cars. In a lower proportion, we also have the same for steering and suspension. Okay, and all of this, if you look at it, the common denominator is more or less the weight probably of the vehicle, which is on average higher. Much higher than what used to be a nice vehicle that we used to have.
It is very interesting what you say, and especially for the tires industry, that EV cars will require something specially designed for structure model. And my question to you now about EV, do you know what is the reason behind the fact that you cannot reach yet the 28%? So drivers are interested in EV cars, or do you still express some doubts about it?
In 2 weeks ago, or 2 weeks ago in mid-May, we did present the key result of our driver survey 2025. And clearly, the key reason for drivers not to mention a potential purchase of EV as their next car is the cost of the car, the cost of the vehicle, which is very expensive, or more expensive than other vehicles. So this is what is prohibitive at the moment, and what is making them not to consider EV. Of course, this might change. First, we have more and more new brands that are investing the UK markets. Okay, with generally coming from China, not only, but generally coming from China, and also the used car market for EV is starting to shape up and take form. So this is also an opportunity for drivers with either lower means or simply that don't want to spend too much money on the car, that's some alternatives here. I was reading this morning that there are some additional discounts apparently for some electric car models coming from a Chinese manufacturer that are coming soon. So potentially even more opportunities over there.
And is there any fear for the drivers to bring their car to the workshop in case if it's EV, especially if we talk about Chinese brands or let's say less known and less well-known brands in Europe?
There is a, the for Chinese OEM, this is clearly a challenge that is to develop the after sales network for their own brand, because if you are living somewhere that isn't around London, you still need to find a repairer. Some are making some interesting partnership with players that are not necessarily dealers. Some are working with dealers, so there is definitely an interesting trends to follow around this, as we see the market shaping up, the after sales market shaping up for those new brands as well. So it is to be followed. Too early to draw conclusion, but it is to be followed for sure.
All right. And still talking about trends and behaviors, do you see any evolving picture in the digital sector? So the purchasing habits and the digital engagement of the drivers?
Yes, so this is an interesting one. What we see from our driver survey, our driver report, is that drivers are more and more using the internet, especially to look on price of repairs, trying to understand how much it is going to cost, but also trying to find either cheaper repairers or to look at prices to then go and negotiate with their usual repairer. So I don't know if that's a good trend. Because why I'm saying that is because drivers generally are not super educated around after sales, and the fact that they use the internet mainly to look for price and try to negotiate is not pulling the market up, if you see what I mean. Rather than trying to find, okay, if I request that brand versus that brand, okay, that's cheaper, that's the day I understand why I'm going towards this or towards that. We don't see so much of that unless we have very big petrol heads behind their screen. So it's very important for the market to educate the drivers, because they are not doing that themselves. And the fact that we have an MOT test that is done every year, which is great for the safety of the roads, on the other hand, can make drivers a bit disengaged, lazy, or not getting informed on car maintenance, because they're just going to get their MOT done once a year. So this is a very important topic. We can clearly see the lack of understanding and engagement of drivers. I can give you a good example. In our last report, about 70% of drivers told us that currently they have on their car, they have all season tire fitted. Okay. 70% is completely impossible. Nowhere close to this. It's probably 10 times less if about something like this. But because they drive summer tires all year round, they do believe it's all season tires, and it is not at all. So that's the kind of thing that are very important for them to understand in the data.
It is interesting to hear that, and then it is also like the challenge that you just mentioned for the market is to inform and to educate the driver, but at the same time it's also an opportunity for workshops or for other type of stakeholders in the market to keep a dialogue with them, so to even guide them to do what you want to do, right? So is it an opportunity for growth as well?
Yes, for sure. Of course, it is definitely an opportunity for growth. Educating the driver, making them understand their choice. Why do they need to go towards something cheaper, towards something more quality? That's definitely very important. And we are on a market that is generally led by price, which is not the easiest of markets to navigate on. But there are a lot of opportunities. What is important for any after sales player really is first of all to understand that car park age structure that I mentioned at the very beginning. This is key. Educating the driver is also very important in order to be able to provide to the right person what they need. And they don't need all the same thing. That's for sure. A car that is 5 years old and need tire change do not need the same type of tires than a car that is 14 years old also. So that's essential.
Thank you. So last question as a conclusion. What aftermarket stakeholders in the UK have to look for and to be ready for the future?
Yeah, but I think what I was saying earlier, so the change in the age of the park structure, very important. And thanks to new registration, we know in advance what is going to happen. Okay, so this is important. We are able to draw forecast for the next 3 to 5 years old, to five, sorry, years to come easily. Understand the EV opportunities is important as well. So digging more around that tire is definitely a topic that of importance for electric cars, but also on steering, on suspension. Understanding that is key. The repairability of batteries and other electric components is going to be key in the future. So that's all of this is very important to understand. It's not only just changing because there is a warranty, everything that is faulty, but it's really finding that how to reuse that. And the other key point really is to be able to bring new blood within the industry, find the right people to join the industry. And there are the profile of people that the industry is going to look for in the future is definitely evolving and isn't the same type of profile we had 20 years ago. So that's something also that is essential.
Yeah, talents, it's a hot topic everywhere in the aftermarket and in the world. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you for this insight. I know that you are always on the move, so I don't know if you want to tell us what are the most relevant UK appointments where you will be joined in the next month, or if there's any deep appointments to look after.
Yeah, next week. So we are recording on the 26th of May. So for those who will listen fast enough, we have next week in the UK Automechanica Birmingham. So that's going to be definitely an interesting and important, the most important event of the year for the UK after sales.
You will be there.
Invite people to join that one. And there is also towards the end of June another road transport expo for trucks, for the heavy goods vehicle, which is also a very important meeting, let's say, for the market. So that one, those two events are, I would say, probably the most important for the month of June.
And then hopefully there will be some time for a summer break.
For sure. There will.
Thank you very much, Quentin.
You're most welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.